Welcome on to KJF Sports Talk. Matt Greenwood with you. KJF Sports Talk powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. It's the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series. We've been talking to the ADs around Jefferson County. Kind of self-explanatory there in the title. I'm talking about the upcoming 2019-2020 fall, winter, and spring seasons. And well, there's been a change at Windsor. That's who we're talking to now. Ross Koenig is now the new athletic director. Tom Ludwig taking a position in the Hillsborough School District. So Ross taking over for the athletic director, the athletics program, as the big head honcho there. So Ross, congratulations first off on the new gig, and just kind of give us your initial thoughts on becoming the new AD at Windsor.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. Yeah, real excited for this opportunity and not only to be involved in sports again, but up here at Windsor. I know do a lot of good things up here, and really excited to be part of the community and part of the school district.
Now, I know our program director, Ryan Reinheimer, knows who you are, but for those that aren't familiar with Ross Koenig, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I know Ryan from back in my playing days, but grew up in Jefferson R7, went to high school at Crystal City, where I played multiple sports. That's where I met Ryan the first time, actually kind of in some sporting events against the guys up here at Windsor back in those days. But I went on to Jefferson College, where I played at Jeffco for 2 years. Before going down to Armstrong State in Savannah, Georgia. And then after my junior year, I signed with the Detroit Tigers and played a few years in the minor league system with them before coming back and getting my undergrad degree in economics.
All right, good deal. And after undergrad, what sort of schooling have you had to go through to be able to become the AD?
So following my undergrad in economics, I actually just went to work right out of college in finance for a year before getting into education. And I started at Crystal City, where I started as a paraprofessional there, coaching and in that, to go back and get my certification, my master's. I then, moving on, I got my administrative master's in secondary administration. I finished that in 2015 before taking an administrative assistant principal position out of Jefferson R7.
All right, very cool. Let's talk about how you became the new athletic director at Windsor. You were kind of telling me before we started, it's a little bit of a boring story, but we still care though.
Right. Well, so I was actually, I was at Jefferson R7 for a number of years. I started out there when the high school was built, and I coached. I started the baseball program out there. I was a varsity baseball coach there. I was one-time varsity basketball coach, middle school basketball, softball. So many years of coaching, obviously, at the high school level, plus my time at Crystal City. And then I moved into administration in an assistant principal position in an elementary position there in Jefferson R7. And it just wasn't the elementary level, that just quite wasn't my fit for me. So I actually, after last school year, I took an opportunity outside in the private sector, but I soon realized that my passion for education, and not only my passion for education, but I also missed the extracurricular. I know how important that was to me, and all the life lessons and growth that I gained through sports and through other extracurricular activities. And I really missed that, I think, in my time as an elementary assistant principal. And so, this position came up, and when it did, I applied for it, and I'm just thankful that I've provided an opportunity here to lead in the athletics department.
Now, Ross, since you have sort of, been in Jefferson County for, your entire life, I'm sure you've, come across and you've also coached in it. So mm-hmm. I'm sure you've had relationships with other coaches that are currently staffed at other school districts. But you're joining a list of athletic directors that have kind of, been here, done that. Eddie Marino of Hillsborough, Matt Deaton for DeSoto. You've got Jeff Taggart at Northwest. Ken Jones of Crystal City, just so many guys that have been in that spot for quite some time. Festus's Eric Allen. I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you know, that relationship with the ADs of Jefferson County, have you had a chance to kind of reach out to them and, you know, get a feel for who they are and what it's going to take to become a good athletic director at Winter?
I have, yes. Yeah. So you're right. Back to the coaching time, and even Eddie was out of Jeffco whenever I was playing out there. So, you know, I do have good relationships with a number of the athletic directors in the area, a number of the coaches still in the area. So, which will help out. And you know, I've reached out and talked with a couple of them, not just athletic directors such as Jason Dreyer, who I was just at R7 last year, but also other county administrators, principal positions and assistant principal positions, because all of the information helps, you know, just to kind of see what has worked for them. And just because it worked for that individual at one school doesn't mean it's going to necessarily work here or there, but it gives you kind of an idea of, again, what to expect, what's happened in this situation. Also, I have a great resource here, just one office over in Mr. Jason Naki, the high school principal here, who was the athletic director here for a number of years. So, I mean, I know he has his stuff to do, obviously, as the building principal, but again, a great resource just to run things by.
All right, very well. We're speaking to Ross Koenig. He is the new Windsor Athletic Director. Didn't happen too long ago, Ross, that you got this title. And you were telling me before we started the interview that you've had a little bit of a chance to kind of talk to a few of the coaches that are going to be coaching underneath your administration lead. Talk about that a little bit, kind of who you've spoken to and your impression so far of the coaching staff at Windsor.
Yeah. So again, in just my short time here, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet and talk with Doc with the tennis team. I know Coach Young on the baseball side for a number of years. The coaching staff I met, I know they were having a coaches meeting a couple weeks ago whenever I was doing a walkthrough, and Ryan Bollinger with the wrestling side. I've also had the opportunity to meet and talk with Coach Duker on the volleyball side as well. So again, working through and, you know, just getting to know a lot of the people here, a lot of the names obviously familiar with, but just not knowing them on a personal level. And so getting to know them and sitting down with them and letting them know that you know, that I'm here to support them and support their program and help provide, you know, the best opportunity is that they can have and that the kids can have.
All right, very well. You know, you threw out Jeff Young, the baseball head coach, and you being a former baseball player, I'm sure that kind of gets you pretty excited about, you know, maybe, I don't know, having some input on it. You know, in terms of that, I mean, I don't really know, because I know some athletic directors like to, you know, be a head coach of a certain sport. I'm not saying you're going to be a head coach of baseball, but in terms of your conversations with Jeff Young, does he want you to kind of help out a little bit?
Well, I'll be honest with you, we haven't really talked specifically necessarily about the baseball, but I will say that, you know, my position here is to help empower the coaches and help provide support for the coaches, not to get involved as far as that goes. You know, I know, you know, we want to hire good people and let good people do their job. And at this point, again, I know that everybody that we have, they're good people. And, you know, again, my position here is to help support them and help provide anything what they need to put out the best program that they can do, not necessarily to get in and coach.
Okay. Makes sense. Jason Gilman's going to be the new boys basketball head coach. He comes over from Hillsborough, so kind of a swap between districts. if you think about it, with Tom Ludwig, the former AD, the guy that was your predecessor going to the Hillsborough School District, and then Hillsborough assistant basketball coach Jason Gilman, now going to be taking over the Winter boys basketball program.
Right.
That's pretty exciting, you know, to have a new face to run the program. Todd Dutton, you know, retiring after so many years at Windsor. But enter Jason Gilman and enter Ross Koenig. How much are you looking forward to that relationship with another new face?
No, I am. And actually, you know, kind of a small circle. So when I started my time at Crystal City, Dan Johnson was the head basketball coach there for that first year. So I coached under Dan, and I know of Dan's success that he's had out of Hillsboro, and had the opportunity to actually coach against Coach Gilman there out at Hillsboro for a little bit when I was still at my time at Crystal City. So, you know, I know Dan is a great basketball guy, and so I know Coach Gilman's going to surely took a lot from Dan. But yeah, it's going to be exciting again. Him new and a new opportunity for him that I know that he's going to run with, and again, an opportunity here for me to help lead them and help provide them the best opportunity that they can.
Yeah, good deal. All right, let's move on to some of the sports. Again, I know you're just a week into this, and that's okay. But let's talk about football. I feel like that's sort of a sport that a lot of people want to talk about initially. And Windsor coming off a 2-8 year, but one of their stud baseball players, Derek Williams, is going to be leading the offense there as a quarterback. They've got a good front with Ethan West to start, and then Johnny Fasanelle is sort of a running back slash fullback, and of course I got a chance to talk with them during our training camp stuff. But as far as Windsor goes, Windsor football goes, when is homecoming, and do you have any details about how the Owls celebrate that?
Yeah, so first of all, so homecoming is going to be on September 20th there against Live for Life Academy, and looking forward to that. But yeah, you know, as far as with the football goes, I know that their camp had good camps this summer. Now they got middle school camp right now, which I saw out there this morning, and I know they're working them hard. But yeah, so again, a couple names that you listed there, of course, guys that are definitely going to have an impact. You know, the junior class, pretty athletic class there, so looking forward to a lot of things from them. But again, Coach Mateus has just a little time to kind of meet with him and some of the other coaches, just in a coaches meeting. And again, I know that they're doing moving things in the right direction and really trying to focus on the process and getting things done the right way. So I'm excited to see about this year.
All right, good deal. Boys soccer, by the way, and I'm sure you've been filled in on this with Coach Chris Kruger and being district champions last year. Yep. Able to beat Hillsboro 2-1, and you know, reach the state sectionals, which is a pretty cool ordeal. Mm-hmm. But you know, volleyball had a very strong year as well. They fell to the Central Rebels in the district semis. Central is annually pretty good. And then softball 12-10, and they got some good girls returning back. So. And they almost beat Hillsboro in the district semifinals, and then we saw how the Hillsboro softball team did at the state level. So, you got some good sports programs going on, and I'm sure as you've entered as the new athletic director, you've got to be pretty pumped about things going up from here.
No, absolutely. You know, and the school as a whole does a lot of good things from the leadership and to administration to a lot of the things that are going on in the school district, in the classes and in the school as a whole. And, you know, we just want to work to carry that out of the classroom into the extracurriculars. And again, the right people in place. We got good people in place. Again, the one of the big advantages that we're going to have, and one of the big things that's going to be for us moving forward, is a young man by the name of Ty Van Valkenburg, who is our strength and conditioning coach, who is just just a ball of fire. And I've had the opportunity to meet him, and I know that he's going to do great things for our athletes. And that's just immeasurable with some of the stuff that he'll be able to do for us. And really looking forward to the impact that he's going to have on all of the sports as a whole. And, we'll go from there. But again, we got good people in place, and we're going to move forward.
All right. Two more things from you, Ross, as we're speaking to Ross Koenig, the new athletic director at Windsor. Just two more things, and that is, like I said, I know you're just a week into this, but in regards to other coaching changes or additions, do you have anything for us?
Nothing major at this time. Everything's for the most part is pretty established. If there is, I'll be sure and let you know.
All right, good deal. And then the last thing, And I asked this question to the new Fox athletic director, Scott Lutehauser, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. All right, so when there are changes that are made, I'm not saying that people are necessarily fearful that things are going to go bad, because that's just not how most things work. Most people are optimistic when there's change. Mm-hmm. So for those heavily involved in the Windsor community, which for you, obviously, you know, are our parents.
Right.
Just what's your message to them, to the kids of the Windsor community, about, you know, how they're in good hands, if you will, with Ross Koenig as a new AD? What's your message to them to sort of, you know, be like, hey, you know, things are going to be good?
Right. So, you know, that is a very good question. And I think the biggest thing there is to know that again, having the students and the student athletes' best interests in mind. You know, I understand, again, through my experience, not only in the education side, but also in the sports side, is I understand the importance of the extracurriculars and again, how that helps to develop these individuals as a whole. And I understand that process, and I understand that it's the times it's difficult. I understand the adversity that they may go through, and I've been there. But you know, I want them to understand that I'm here. I'm on their side. I'm with them. And that I have, again, the best interests of their kids and of the school and of the programs in mind. And I think it's important to work together, you know, as a team on and off the field, just to help develop the programs and provide these opportunities for these kids that they may never have again.
All right, good deal. Ross, hope I didn't scare you away.
No, not at all. I appreciate all right. it. Thank you.
All right, good deal. That is Ross Koenig, the new Windsor Athletic Director, joining us here on the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series here on KJ Sports Talk. Ross, looking forward to some more conversations down the line, and be sure to hit up Ryan Reinheimer. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
All right. Again, that is Ross Koenig, new Windsor Athletic Director, joining us here today on KJ Sports Talk.